Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good news is your portion. Don't ever forget that. You receive good news. That's what Christ bringing us is good news. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get this broadcast going. First of all, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So we want to be thankful today. We want to thank God, first of all, for his word. We want to thank, and I personally like to thank God that I'm a child of God. Because I've been born not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. I thank God that he's forgiven me of my sin and washed in his blood. I thank him for it. I thank him for being a part of a new creation that's in Christ Jesus. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father God, that most of all, we can depend and rely on your word. And you said, whatsoever thing we desire when we pray is to believe. Father God, right now, we're believing. We're believing that we're everything your word declare and decree that we are. We're believing it, Father God. We're acting on it. We're stepping out on that. We know, Father God, that we're partakers of a divine nature because we have that nature living in us, the word of God, which 1 John 4:4 declare and decree that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. I thank you that we've become living stones and we're being built up into a spiritual house. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for hearing the prayers that went out on last week. I thank you, Father God, for hearing that young man who had got injured on Monday night, Garrett, that you are bringing him around and he's spreading love. He's spreading who God is. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for protecting those that was injured on last night. And then I thank you for those, Father God, that have survived the riots and the storms, that things that's going on in Memphis, Tennessee. I thank you, Father God, for letting Tyree life be a light to us and to the world, Father God, that maybe through all of that, somebody will surrender. Maybe through all of that, somebody will come to you, Father God, crying out to you, wanting to know, wanting to be saved, wanting to be delivered from the turmoil that they're in. I thank you for it. Now, Father God, I ask you to bless this broadcast. Continue to bless it. You already blessed it, so continue to bless it. Now, then I ask you that you bring forth revelation knowledge, these and all blessings, Father God. We asking you right now in Jesus' name, and everybody agreed with this prayer. They said amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, brother and sister, I'm excited about the word of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm excited that God's going to do this week. I had spoken with Brother Minister Robinson. I had spoken with him, and he don't know if he can or when he can get on. He's working. But anyway, we do want to pick up on what we were talking about on last week. And let's see, that may be him there. Let's see if he want to ask this question. But I was going to quote him, but I'm so happy. If he's available, because he's working and he might be able to pull to the side and take a moment. Good afternoon, Brother Robinson. Maybe he's not available. Let's see here. Okay, let's do it like this. Brother Robinson, if you become available, press 1. If you want to chime in or have any comments, press 1. Okay, and then that goes for anybody else, because we want to do like a dialogue. Okay, there you go, right there. There you go. Okay.
Praise God.
I want to make sure he asked the question. So now I got what he asked, but Minister Robinson.
I am here. Can you hear me?
We're hearing you now, sir. Good afternoon.
Okay, let me, good afternoon to you guys. Let me come up from the dungeon here. I'm down in a gully, and it's hard to, I've got bad reception. Let me get up to the top of the hill.
Okay.
Give me just a second here.
Oh, yeah, no problem. We sure have to have each and every one of you guys at each time forth. And I like to say this at each time forth. I think this question is real profound. I think it's solid. I think it deserves some attention. And I think it deserves to be tapped with the Word of God, if all possible. So we want you all to chime in. Just press 1. We'll let you in. I hear Pastor, she already in. She comes in automatically. So, but the rest of you guys have to press 1. Okay, so whenever Brother Minister Robinson get ready, he'll just come in and he'll ask a question or whatever the Lord put in his spirit to share, just share it, and we'll go from there.
Amen.
Now, you'll have to... You know, I'm getting old, Rev. You'll have to reignite my memory. I don't quite remember how I asked you the question, because I shot it to you when it was kind of, you know, real
fresh.
Heavy. It was in my spirit when I brought it to you.
Well, what he asked me was this. He said, just a quick question for you, sir. Is knowing the same as believing, or are they different? That was the question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go. Now, the reason I asked the question is for me simply because through my journey, I've learned that in most of Christendom, we get stuck in faith and belief. And for me, I like to use how Paul described faith and belief as the elementary aspects of coming into your kingship, your queenship. And what I mean by that is when you have faith and belief, it keeps you stuck in hoping and wishing. So for me, when I ask the question, it was because my understanding of it now is different.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by Christianity being hijacked by faith and belief keeps you stuck in a position of wondering, really not knowing. And I say that because when you walk in knowledge, and I think last broadcast, Rev may have mentioned that when you know, or a lack of knowing, you perish.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say moving, what faith and belief is, it's the elementary level of coming into your kingship and your queenship of knowing who you are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest issue that the church has an issue of moving out of, and I'm going to give you receipts for this. If you need me to, Rev, I'm going to give you receipts for this. We are constantly trying to understand we have a relationship with God versus having a relationship in God.
Interesting.
See, one keeps you hoping and praying that things will change. The other moves you into a position where you know things will change. See, when you have faith and belief, you don't move till you think you've heard from God. When you know, you move. Is there anybody hearing me?
Uh-huh.
There is a difference when you are hoping and believing versus knowing. So all these things now that we understand that we possess by being where at in Christ, we immediately put ourselves outside of Christ and we hope and wish for them. See, when you know you've been washed in the blood, when you know you've been cleansed, you don't hope for that.
Right, right.
See, when
right.
you're hoping and you believing, you're only wishing. But when
yeah.
you know, you move. When you know, you move.
Okay.
My mm-hmm. head is not on the ground when I'm believing and hoping. When I know, my head is held up because I know I'm walking in what I've already received. Don't need to ask for it. You need to recognize that it's mine.
Mm.
So that's why I say I think what has been happening over the years is with the teaching of the church, it's held everybody down from understanding how to walk in your kingship and your queenship because it's what you are, right?
Oh, absolutely.
If any
absolutely.
Man, it wasn't trying to be biased by saying if any man be in Christ, it just meant mankind. If you are in Christ, you are a what?
New creature.
New creature.
New
creation.
Creature. Why don't we walk that way? Why don't we walk that way?
Yeah. Right. Right.
If my sins have been forgiven in what he did, why am I hoping and praying that he's going to do what he's already done?
Right, right.
See, when you're hoping
right.
and you're wishing, you don't know that it's been done.
Well, put a pin right there for a moment. Because put a pin right there for a moment. Now, I wasn't aware of the hoping and wishing because last week, Evangelist Renee, or it might have been last week before last, but Evangelist Renee was talking about if you're going to believe, then you don't have to hope. Because, see, a lot of people, they want to hope something. But if you praying, and you should believe it, not pray and hope. So, now hope has come into the equation. And I totally agree with you. Put hope to the side. Put hope
mm-hmm.
to the side.
Okay.
And what I was dealing with was knowing and believing. And to how we get there is the thing. And I totally agree. A lot of church people, and I have to say church people, because to me there's believers and then there's church people. Church people,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them don't have truth and don't want truth. They don't want knowledge. Because, see, truth is kind of like knowing, or knowing is the truth. So you need to have truth so you can have the knowledge so you can believe. That's why the other day I went to Romans 10. I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll get that. Romans 10, I think it was at the 14th verse, because it's kind of like sum up what we're talking about in terms of knowing and believing. Is it the same? And we're going to answer those questions this week. Is it the same? And the difference in it, what you get from knowledge, what you get from knowing, or what you get from believing, and what you get from knowing, what is the behavior of knowing, and what is the behavior of believing. And we're going to clear all that up. And this week we're going to clear. And we're going to talk about basic belief, because a lot of belief people, they really don't believe. Because they don't understand what believing is. And so we're going to get that cleared up this week. So we're going to start with, and I'm sorry I cut you off. You had anything else you want to share?
We're good, Bev. You're good.
Okay, all right. And thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, man.
I want to say this.
In Louisiana?
I tried to. Okay, there you go. Okay, Pastor, mm-hmm. I believe Romans 10, 9 and 10, Romans 10, and let's read, let's see. Let's start with the 9th verse and go through the 16th verse.
Okay.
Well,
let's read 17. 17, okay. Amen. Good afternoon. Reading from the King James. that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. So thank you so much, Pastor. That's going to be our premises or our foundational, one of our foundational scripture, because how then should you call on God? I mean, you ain't never believed him. And then how shall they believe in him that they never heard of, really? And then how shall they hear with a preacher? And how shall they preach itself? In other words, no exception, that they be sent. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those that bring good news. This is good news, not bad news, and glad tidings. It's about believing and showing the difference is what we're going to talk about this week. Now, I think pretty much today I'm going to lay out some things because to really understand this, we have to believe the man's action. That's what believing does. Believing the man's action. Well, where do you get that from, preacher? Because, see, unless you confess with your mouth, then believe in your heart. But if you don't confess, well, how you know to confess? That's when it comes to what the brother made mention of. Knowing and believing are different. And the way you get taught this is by someone teaching you and let me make a statement first, because most of the time it's used when you talk about knowing and believing, these words are often used in religious teaching. And that's across the world. Knowing means that you possess knowledge. So that's one of the things we'll talk about. Because if knowing really means you possess the knowledge. And believing means that you have accepted something to be true. Or you are confident enough and have trust in something. And I have questions to ask this week. So I'm going to ask you some questions this week as well. But I'm excited about what this is, because we need to know that knowing have or reflects knowledge. And if you don't have the knowledge, you will perish. In other words, you need this information. How do you get the information you need? By hearing? Well, how is that going to happen? By hearing the word of God. Well, how are you going to hear the word of God? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. That's how that works. So when we talk about knowing this week, we're going to be talking about knowledge. So y'all kind of put a pin there. Because, see, there's a couple other things when I think about knowledge. I think about information. I think about preparation. I think about ready. I think about alert. There's things I think about. I think about wise, being wise. I think about wisdom. You know, matter of fact, I think about being smart. When you knowing stuff, you're smart. You're wise. So you're able to discern. And then some of this stuff you're able to get quickly. You know why? Because you know. You knowing. You being productive in your knowing. In other words, and then too, along with knowing, you understand. You comprehend. You perceive. You get it, you know. And all of that come with knowing knowledge, okay? So we'll be talking about that this week. And then I have supporting scriptures, okay? But here's the star of the show. Here's the star of this show today. It's going to be about believing. Because, see, everything has to be predicated on believing. But if you don't have the knowledge, then how you going to believe?
Amen.
You got to have the knowledge. Because you consider that word of God is true. It's honest. You wasn't there when it was written, so you have to accept it. You have to start acting on it because, see, that's another thing about believing. Believing requires us to act on it, to accept the word of God and every bit of it, even the part that we don't understand. See, when you believe, that the for whatever you're believing for, let me put it that way, because a lot of things that we're believing for, to some people it's impossible, but you can't believe in some of these mountains that can be moved. You can believe, and whatever your mountains are, there are people in prison right now, they're believing that chains will be broken. And I could get some testimonies up in here just for you all understanding people who actually believed and they got out of jail early, people who got in houses. It came through belief. It didn't come through knowing because they didn't know. They didn't know. But it came, they acquired this stuff through believing. So believing, you know, that chains are going to be broken, believing that there's going to come a change in life. I was looking at what went on in Tennessee. People are going to have to believe there will be a change. Now, I don't know how fast it's going to come, but there will be a change. When we look back over our lives and we look back from the 60s to the 70s, when, I was looking at the football game yesterday. I don't know if we're going to see this again. Not that I'm prejudiced, but we got two Afro-American quarterbacks. Is going to play in the Super Bowl. I remember a time that, and I knew this, that a black quarterback was not heard of in the NFL. And now we got two at the highest level getting ready to play in the Super Bowl. So, but it's by believing. It believing that one day we could make the same wages that our counterpart was making. And I don't like to use the word white. And believe me, I'm not prejudiced. But if I tell you that there's no prejudice in America, I'm lying to you. Now, I didn't even tell you there's prejudice all over the world because I've been a lot of places. But I'm telling you, I know it exists. But through believing, there's a lot of things, just like I think the police department is going to be, I don't want to use the word, straighten out. I want to use the word reform. Because when you think about the culture that's there, so there's going to be a whole lot of stuff we're going to be talking about. But the star of this program today and this week is going to be about believing. And let me tell you why, if you don't mind. Because, see, when you are a believer, you are a doer. When you don't believe, you don't have to do anything. But being a believer demands action. And one of the scriptures that we're going to deal with is coming from Matthew 7:24-25. Everyone, therefore, that heareth my words of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a wise man. See, here's, now remember, the word wise really comes from knowing. That's how you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be complicated. Yeah. But Jesus says, I'm going to liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. The rock happened to be the truth. The rock happened to be the word of God. Now, everyone who have the knowledge, knowing, he said, here's how I'm going to liken them. Everyone who hear these things and act upon them will be found to reasonable as a wise man, he's saying. But how about those that don't? He's going to be found as someone, the Bible says, everyone that hears these words and do them not, they hear it, they got the knowledge and all that, but they don't do anything, shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. So we want to get into that, because to be a hearer it requires you to be a doer. Because if you hear all this, you got all this knowledge, and you don't confess, you'll die and go to hell. Hearing all this knowledge and you don't apply it to your life, then it's pointless. So, and most of that, I agree with just about 95% of what Brother Minister Robinson said. I totally agree with it, because people have gained all this knowledge and they won't act on it. They would rather live on hope. They would rather live on being a skeptic about it, when you can actually live on knowledge. You can actually live and on belief. And so before the week is out, like I said, we're going to talk about you can't know the difference without believing. You can know, because someone can know that something is true without believing that it is true. And that's where I believe a lot of Christians are as well, because of philosophy, because of arguments and other stuff. No, someone cannot know that something is true without believing that it is true. So we want to debate that. And I hate to use the word debate, because I don't want nobody to run out and say, well, you know, they're debating. No, we're just discussing. We're sharing the word of God. And then we want everybody to be part of it. We want you to see. Let me tell you what. I'm an advocate of truth for those that don't know. I advocate truth. Mm-hmm. That supersedes religion, denomination, everything. It brings you right to the word of God. Like, believing is not the same as knowing. Believing is secondhand knowledge, rather knowing is firsthand experience. But wait a minute. I'd rather believe, because believing is going to get me where I need to be at. So when action comes from a level of belief, a person that believes is going to act on it. I asked the question, and most of us, if we be honest, we go to work every week thinking that, and we're thinking, okay, I work, so I know they ought to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
But you believe that they're going to pay you as well, because your belief is, I done did this work, which is the knowledge. Your belief is they're going to pay me, but you don't know, because, see, I work for a company called GNC Construction. We walked up there, we just knew they were going to pay us. We made plans and got car notes and then pay it this week, because we know we're going to get the check next week. And they didn't have the money to pay us. But you can't say I didn't know that. I thought that. So then that get in reverse. So belief versus knowledge, we're going to get into that. But there are ways of knowing And we might talk about the four ways of knowing things and getting a better understanding about things. And then we may even discuss the fact, is knowing better than believe? Where in the world way of thinking, it is. But in the way of believing, always leave room for doubt. So the enemy can't be tested that way. You can't say, man, I truly believe in the word of God if you've never been tested. Some things have to be tested.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. How you really know that's silver? You have to put it through the test. So once you put it through the test, then you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you believe it now that it's been through the test. And there's a lot of fake stuff going on. But anyway, we got a lot to discuss this week. Hopefully, there are those that will participate. Maybe even what is called when you believe in God. We may have to tackle that, what that really means. Because there are people question if God exists or not.
Have mercy.
And then you have to sometimes go to people and in a different way. I don't say in an unorthodox way, but you have to go to them and in a different manner. It's something they call atheists.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even
Amen.
Believe in themselves. But you know, if you got a building, you got a builder. There's no question. That's simple to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's basic stuff. If you got a watchmaker, somebody made that watch. It just didn't happen.
Amen.
Because stuff don't work. Yeah. Because if it worked then, why it's not happening now?
Mm-hmm.
So it requires believing, okay? So those are some things that we'll get into this week. Anybody have anything they want to share? Press 1, and we'll let you in.
Amen.
Introduction this week. Anybody?
Amen. So, Pastor, I certainly enjoyed the comments that Minister Robinson had brought to the table. Amen. So I'm looking
Amen.
Forward to that. Amen. The scripture, when you read in Matthew, 7, and I just wanted to read verse 26 from the Message Bible, and it says, but if you just use my words in Bible study and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. Amen. And that was kind of, I mean, it's true. It might be a little harsh to some people, but it is true. So we don't want to just use the word just in Bible study or when we just, you know, talking in general. We want to go ahead and study this word so that we can understand it. And that we will learn the difference in knowing and believing. So I'm truly looking forward to this study. Of course, I always do because I love God's word. I mean, I just can't get enough of God's word. But I'm looking forward to more knowledge. And so I just thank Minister Robinson for bringing that to the table and thanking God for Pastor getting ready to indulge, get into it. And so we have to have our hearts open to receive this word. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
So that's what it's going to be about, brothers and sisters, this week, is the difference between knowing and believing, or is this knowing the same as believing? So we're going to discuss that. Is knowing is the same as believing? And I pretty much already gave you an answer, but it's going to be based on this truth, knowledge, then belief. And that's how you end up with it, truth, knowledge, and belief. Because if you don't have no truth, and we'll get into what truth really is, the truth, the Bible ain't going nowhere, people. Knowledge will cease. That one day that will come, knowledge, it shall cease. 1 Corinthians 13.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge is going to cease. The only thing that's not going to cease from being is the word of God. And God and his word are one. That's what's not going to cease. And then you're going to always be able to believe. You won't always have knowledge, but you can always believe. So, with all that being said, thank y'all so much. Thank Minister Robinson again for taking time out and sharing a few things. And, hey, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon. I'm not promising it's going to be no 30-minute this week. Whatever God says is what it's going to be. So, y'all be